to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On today's Ours to Protect, we look at offshore wind technology. Ireland's extensive coastline provides a strategic advantage for the development of offshore wind farms. The Irish Sea and the Atlantic Ocean offer favourable conditions for harvesting wind energy. Una Brosnan is the Director of Innovative Climate Solutions and says the same technology used onshore can be used offshore.
Offshore wind technology has been around quite a while, and I suppose just to give it in layman's terms to people, it's very much a marinization and offshoring of onshore technology, except at a larger scale. So some of the technology you would see onshore would be in the range of maybe 3 to 4 megawatts, looking at the latest technology. And when we move offshore, we're looking at anything now from 10 to looking at almost a 20 megawatt machines offshore. So it's really at scale and putting the technology in an offshore position. The technology itself is split between fixed and floating technology. So what do I mean by that? On the fixed side, which is probably the more mature of the technologies, which has been around, and you've seen these technologies installed in the UK and wider in Europe and now more recently in the US, that is grounded. So it's either it's a monopile or a jacket or a gravity-based solution where they're actually embedded in the ground or sitting on top of the seabed itself. On the floating side, so this is more for deeper offshore locations with more challenging ground conditions and more maybe challenging environmental conditions. This technology, it has been tested globally. There's two test facilities in the UK at the minute, or just off the coast of Scotland. And this technology is on the cusp of commercialization. And it's actually a really interesting technology for potentially the west coast of Ireland. When looking at Ireland itself and where we are in offshore wind, we've got a number of projects on the east coast, which were recently awarded ORES 1. So they're underway in their consenting activities and looking at doing detailed design and procuring their wind farm technology and components, very much working towards 2030, 2031 installation and operation periods. But I mean, the pipeline ahead, we're keen to see what next after ORES 1 in particular. So, you know, the government is looking at phase 2, it's looking at future frameworks as well, looking at technologies beyond fixed, very much so looking at the Atlantic as well. So it's a very interesting time for Ireland, but we need pace, we need visibility of pipeline, we need confidence from the government to build this industry if we are to realise this in Ireland.
While Una is a big supporter of offshore wind farms, she says there needs to be a mix with onshore sites to provide the best possible solutions for the country.
It's very much about the energy mix. I mean, what we have is the big challenge for every country here is really around the energy trilemma and looking at CO2 reduction, looking at cost reduction. And the big one, I suppose, more recently with global conflict has been around energy security. Offshore wind can bring, you know, it can bring electricity at scale. Larger wind farms can be built offshore. You know, you're, as I mentioned, the turbine technology is a lot bigger. So hence you can scale up a lot quicker. But very much so, we need onshore as well. We also need battery storage. We need to look at other derivatives as well, which may be used maybe from constrained wind or looking at if we can get the cost right, looking at things like green hydrogen, ammonia, and how we can decarbonize our industry. It's not just about electricity anymore. It's very much around how we decarbonize the wider industry as well. So again, a lot orientates around that, what we call an energy trilemma. Trying to get the balance, but it's all about the energy mix.
Building offshore can bring a number of challenges for developers.
Offshore is a different, I'll call it a different beast. Obviously, we've got challenging weather conditions around us. So when you're looking at an offshore wind farm, we very much look at the site location. We look at the wind speeds. We look at the environmental conditions. We also look at, say, elements around fishing, commercial and smaller scale. We'll look at is there any migratory birds or looking at larger mammals. But a big one actually we look at is around ground conditions. You know, is there challenging ground there? If there's elements of rock outcrop, you know that there's going to be a challenge. It will need drilling. It will need challenging It will have challenging what we call met ocean conditions. So that's the wind and wave and sea conditions. You know, and that makes it more difficult and drives risk within projects. So it's all about finding that balance and finding that optimum size. So a lot of work goes into gathering data, and data is king when it comes to picking the right site. You're never going to get the perfect one, but it's finding the balance and mitigating risk where you can, and then finding an optimum, what we call lowest cost of energy, or LCOE, which would be better known in the industry. It's finding that optimum price, basically, that you can commercialize that wind farm. So it's very much all about the balance of cost and risk.
There is also a bigger cost association with building offshore.
Offshore, obviously, because of the challenging environment it's based in, it does bring more cost with it. But we have seen a lot of cost reduction, particularly in fixed bottom over the last decade, really. The UK really has been at the forefront of this, and very much orientated around driving costs when it came to cost of finance. Looking at the larger turbines had a huge impact and bringing down costs, and very much sitting, you know, on a par with some and competing with some of the traditional forms of generation. I will say that in recent months, particularly in the last year, with the challenges in the market, we have seen obviously inflation, and we have seen cost of finance go up. So ultimately, you have seen a slight creep up in the cost of energy there as well. But you've seen that equally in other areas as well. You've seen obviously the cost of oil go up. And it's important to recognize the balance of cost increase right across each of the traditional forms of energy generation. But we're working very hard. Obviously, inflation, we saw this morning in the UK, the inflation has dropped in months. So that's a positive indication that things are going the right direction. But it's all, again, balancing the cost and the risk is going to be imperative going forward for the future.
For more information about building offshore, see aristoprotect.ie. And there's a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Aris to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out aristoprotect.ie for more information.